You're listening to the E3 2012 preview on PMPGames.com. Welcome to the E3 2012 preview brought to you by PNP Games. I'm joined today by Mike Haynes.
Hello.
Hello. Mike, you might know as the manager at the McLeod location of PNP Games. I myself am Lee, and I manage the Porridge location. So that's us.
That's us in a nutshell, yep.
Yes, we are headed out next week to E3. We're going to bring back to Winnipeg and to you fine people everything we can possibly play and get our hands on over there. So the idea here is to kind of document what has already happened for E3, what we're expecting to see, and whatnot. So without further ado, we kind of have a little preview here. I'm battling a cold because E3 comes up. I have to be sick. That's just the rules, apparently.
Of course, yeah.
It's this time of year and Christmas. Those are the two times a year I get sick. So pre-E3 this year has been a flood of information. Apparently, someone just opened up the floodgates and let a bunch of leaked footage and you know, trailers are running rampant and stuff like that. So it's either going to be a really big E3 in that they couldn't fit everything in, or they're literally just blowing it all now and, you know.
It's tough to say, though, because you had Konami, who had their conferences early. Nintendo's actually going to be having one before the show starts. Sony will be having theirs just before the show starts. So most of the stuff has been revealed. But, yeah, there's going to be some last-minute stuff, too, that we don't really know about yet. So,
yeah, I'm going to run down some stuff in order that we learned of. You can actually find all this on the PNPGames.com blog. Mike has set it up there, so it's very easy to find. Type in PNPGames.com, and you'll be led right to it. So, right, Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So first off, EA did kind of leak the fact that they're going to be doing a premium service for Battlefield 3, not unlike what Activision has currently set up for COD. And I don't think that was intended to actually come out before their press conference, but it has, and now it's kind of official, so that's that.
Have they actually... I don't think they've confirmed all the features yet, though. Just some of the things that you'll be able to do.
Some people were a little upset that some of the premium service actually includes a lot of the DLC that already exists.
Yeah.
So if you're paying a $50 premium, you're actually getting a lot of the maps and stuff you already have. So, of course, you know, it worked really well for Activision. Apparently, that whole premium service for COD has been actually very, very successful for them, so EA is kind of jumping on board with that, too. And I imagine Medal of Honor will probably have something like that as well, which is probably going to be announced at E3 as well. So
yeah, so it's as of now, it's $50 that we know of, and it's going to unlock powerful new features and DLC for the game, too. So
Yes. Finally. We already know about, we had written here that we're going to learn more about Metal Gear Rising, and we did get actually a trailer with a lot of gameplay at Konami's thing on, I think it was Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
In that, we learned that, of course, Platinum Games is developing, so it looks very much like Vanquish with a sword, but I'm okay with that. Yourself?
No, it's perfect. That's, if anybody's going to make the game, it should be Platinum.
Yeah. Robot swords and explosions. So it kind of looks like a departure from what was originally planned for it. I know they were talking about motion controlling a lot before, where it was going to be Kinect compatible and move compatible, and they're going to be cutting stuff in half. Looks like they maintained some of that in the gameplay, but for the most part, it's going to be like a hack and slash, just straight up action game. So
they did keep like the pendulum sort of style that they were showing off at first, though, where it's sort of like a line will swivel back and forth across the enemy, and you can decide where you want to cut them, and it just literally slices them in a million pieces. It's the most violent stuff.
But in the trailer, you see a guy get like cut in half. He's like standing behind a beam, and like Raiden just cuts him like straight in half across the shoulders, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
violence is all heck. So,
oh yes.
Looking forward to that one, and of course, doesn't look like any other Metal Gear game we've ever gotten. I mean, you could argue as ridiculous, but still,
yeah.
Looking forward to playing it next week. It should be playable, I think. So, yeah, Hitman. We got a new trailer for Hitman Absolution from Square Enix, of course. And I know Mike, you yourself, and myself included, Blood Money is probably one of our favorite games of all time.
Absolutely,
it's one game we could definitely agree upon. And will Lightning Strike Twice? Will Absolution be a viable, you know, second sophomore outing of Blood Money? What do you think?
I would think so. The trailer they released last week, Attack of the Saints, I think it was called. It's not. Yep. It doesn't feel like Hitman to me. It was a little over the top, a little weird, but I'm hoping it's just kind of a one-time little hiccup and everything else.
the whole trailer they made for E3?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a mistake. No, we have Agent 47. He's like cleaning up his wounds in a hotel motel room, rather. I got to get that right.
Yep.
And a bunch of nuns come up, and they're packing, and they blow up the motel, and he somehow sneaks behind them and just murders them all, which, if you've played a Hitman game, especially Blood Money, you know that's not really the case. you don't want to kill everyone. It's not a straight up action game. You want to be stealthy and not be noticed and whatnot. So this is kind of goes against everything that the game would possibly be about. Also, like, people are kind of picking apart the trailer. It's like, why would, for your game that you want to get people hyped on, would you just have this, like, cold-blooded killer murdering a bunch of women? I don't,
Well, and it's, yeah, that's the thing. It caused a little bit of a stir because of that. I'm assuming it has something to do with the agency. There's a falling out, I think, at the end of Blood Money, I would assume, and they have something to do with it, but it just seems
so... Oh, they're after him. They want him dead.
Yeah, like, over the top and crazy. Like, I don't know. We'll see.
From Konami again, we got two game announcements, more or less. Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate, which will take up the entire box art, I think.
Yeah.
Which is going to be for the 3DS. We don't know much about that game yet, other than it'll be apparently playable. I heard 2.5D Metroidvania, but set in the world of Lords of Shadow, starring Trevor Belmont, so kind of interested about that.
Yeah.
Especially because now they're kind of contradicting themselves when they said, well, Gabriel Belmont in the most recent Castlevania reboot has nothing to do with the Belmont clan, but if Trevor Belmont's on the scene now, clearly they're kind of backpedaling, and they're like, you know what, this is our continuity now, we're going to try to make Castlevania make more sense. Although, I mean, Castlevania itself, it's all been taking place in the same universe, just in different time periods, so... I'm a big Castlevania fan myself, so I'm interested in seeing that. We also got, of course, Lords of Shadow 2.
Yes.
Big trailer for that one. So,
which looks... I mean, no gameplay shown off, but Gabriel has become a vampire at this point, and obviously the enemy of everyone apparently, including Alucard, who pops up in the trailer as well. So,
Well, it's not confirmed yet that it's Alucard, but it's a guy with white hair and a sword. So
it can't not be him. It can't. I mean...
It can't not be him.
It can't not be him.
Okay, well, you know, wishful thinking.
We'll see.
Got some Halo 4 leaked multiplayer screens, and we'll talk about Microsoft's press conference in a little bit, but that's got to be a big part of it, right? Like, Halo 4, and of course, a new Gears game was more or less announced. It's a prequel to Gears. You know a little more about that. I didn't actually read the follow-up to that Game Informer thing.
There was very little announced, but it actually wasn't announced in the initial post by Game Informer, but it has leaked out now that it's going to be a prequel to the series, presumably. That's about it, though. We'll have to wait till E3 till they reveal more, so...
And then for Halo 4, all we really got was multiplayer kind of screenshots, poor screenshots at that, so whatever.
They feature loadouts and stuff like that, though, for characters, which I don't have a ton of experience with the Halo series, but I believe is totally new for it, so pretty cool.
Cool. We also got Tomb Raider was given an official release date, of course, was pushed back to March 5th. So it'll be on the week of my birthday, so I'll be playing some Tomb Raider around then. In addition to that, we also got Bethesda gave us a sneak peek at Skyrim's first DLC being Dawnguard, which will be 360 exclusive sometime this summer. Yeah,
At first. With a PS3 and PC release sometime later this year. So
I think it's great that they're including the mounted combat that I believe someone actually made on PC as a mod.
Yeah,
and it's not, this DLC is actually not coming out on PC at the same time as 360. So that makes sense.
That's wonderful.
So it looks pretty neat, though. You have the Dawnguard, which are more or less vampire hunters from the looks of things. Then you can either side with the you know, seedy underworld or the Dawnguard and take out these guys. From the looks of things, crossbows are introduced, so people who have put thousands of hours into Skyrim will continue to do so going forward. Something I'm kind of interested in is Warner Brothers and NetherRealm have actually brought us a new DC fighting game. So they took Mortal Kombat versus DC, they dropped the Mortal Kombat from it. And we have Injustice, Gods Among Us. What do you think of that, Mike?
Interesting, I guess. It'll be tough to see how it goes over. They use the newer style characters, which is like the new 52, they call it. So everybody looks a little bit different, a little bit darker. And
They're more reminiscent of the opening cinematic for DCU, I felt anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Batman did knee Solomon Grundy through a building, which if you read comics or know Batman at all, that's not really something he can do. So.
No.
We'll see how this works. Looking forward to it all the same. Those are always good party games. Like Mortal Kombat, whether or not it works in tournaments, is always fun to bust out at a party with some friends. So I'm sure that'll be all the same. Yeah. LucasArts announced a new Star Wars game.
1313,
which has been a domain apparently they've owned for years. People have been like, what is Star Wars 1313? Well, now you know. It's going to be it takes place on Coruscant. You play a bounty hunter. I'd imagine it's kind of a free roamy game, kind of like Star Wars Bounty Hunter was, if you ever played that one on the previous generation.
Yeah.
That could be really cool. I mean, knowing LucasArts, there's a billion ways they could screw this up. But could you imagine like a Red Dead Redemption type open world game where you play as a bounty hunter on Coruscant?
I mean, to parallel that with Force Unleashed, which I personally was not a huge fan of the series, just being like an all-powerful character, to now have just a humanized sort of guy.
It's a fun sandbox, though. Like, it's fun to just grab a stormtrooper and just whip him into the air or against a wall or something like that. But if you're like a Star Wars fan through and through, that story just pulls you out of it, where they're just kind of stepping all over what's been. I mean, that's Star Wars for the past 15 years, though, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
Can't really split hairs there. And Dead Space 3, of course, confirmed by EA. It's going to be shown at the show, probably playable as well. You're a big Dead Space fan, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Dead Space 3 apparently is going to have a big co-op campaign or a co-op integration into it too, which will be pretty neat. As long as it's local, I really can't stress that enough. I mean,
I'd imagine something like Resident Evil 5 with their the way they did co-op there.
Yeah, but I also hope on the flip side, though, that they don't make it like Resident Evil 5, where if you're not playing with someone and you're just playing by yourself, I don't want to be stuck with a controlled or a computer-controlled character that can't do anything.
Very good point, yeah. Well, regardless if it's local or not, me and you can play that game together, so... Isn't
exactly.
that the point, Mike?
That is the point.
There you go. So that pretty much sums up our pre-E3 news, aside from the fact that Nintendo, literally an hour ago, this is being recorded on June 3rd on a Sunday here, did their direct thing, and it was Iwata, and he was standing in an empty room with a picture on the wall. I don't know, did you watch it just now? Or
I haven't watched it. I'm scrolling through screenshots and stuff of it, but...
Yeah, they kind of were just clarifying what the Wii U is. Me and you were at the show last year, and we had watched the press conference before we got there, and you're like, what is the Wii U? Is it a controller that's going to be a new peripheral for the Wii? Is it a totally new system? What the heck is this thing? To the point where we're standing in their booth at E3, and we're like, what is it? And we're like, oh, yeah, it's a new console. And it was so poorly done at their press conference last year. This just, they came out and he did like 10 minutes on the fact that this is the Wii U gamepad. We called it gamepad because it's a flat surface, like the old NES controllers. Remember that? And then he like, just kind of all over the place, but it did definitely solidify the fact that, hey, guess what? This is a controller and it's a new system. But just kind of sloppy. I don't know. Some major, changes to the controller, though. They were going to use circle pads, much like the 3DS. And anyone looking to do some gaming was very concerned about that, because those circle pads, well, they work great for the 3DS, because that little cave that it's in actually works, so you can fold the thing down. On a controller, you'd want, you know, the sticks, and they did actually add those to the controller now. So,
they also did reveal, I was telling you a little bit earlier, about the Wii U Pro controller as well, which looks like almost a cross between like a classic controller Pro for the Wii and like a 360 controller, with the thumbsticks just at the top instead of sort of in the middle end at the side.
Yeah, and I mean, from the looks of things, aside from the fact that it has a touchscreen on it and the tablet itself controller has motion controls, it does look like a more tactile controller, more like what we've been used to on the GameCube or N64. So a step in the right direction, Mike?
Potentially, as long as they let people use that controller for more than just, you know, downloadable games and... just classic stuff. I want to use it for everything if it's there. So
they showed a lot of different things. There's the Miiverse, as it were. So there's going to be lots of social interaction. They were showing off like a smartphone app and all these different things you can do. That they're more or less things you've been able to do with a PS3 and maybe even a 360 for the last couple of years. But Nintendo's catching up, and the idea of the screen and the controller is pretty neat in that. If someone wants to watch something on TV with your Wii U on, you can play. I don't know if it's like the full game and whatnot on the controller. I mean, if it is in fact that, those controllers, those Wii U gamepads must be at least $80 to $100, wouldn't you agree?
If not more, yeah.
Like, if it's going to have an LCD screen that can actually throw those graphics up, like...
Yeah.
Who knows? And that leads us right into Nintendo's press conference next week. Wada said they'll be covering a bunch of Wii U games, which is going to be the main focus of their presser, but also, of course, 3DS stuff. He said, hey, you bought a 3DS, don't worry about it. We're going to talk about that, too. So that's Nintendo's press conference. What are you expecting from them?
Hopefully a release date for the Wii U, because all we've heard has been, like, holidays for the past... How long? 12 months? You know,
yeah.
I mean, like...
It's probably going to be mid-November, early December. The Wii launched around the same time, and it was... It's going to make for an insane Christmas. Everybody's going to be looking for this again, but that's Nintendo for you, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Price point, where do you think this thing's going to land, man?
Man, tough call. $250, $300? I mean, it'll be high, but...
I mean, it comes with probably one controller and then the system itself. Backwards compatibility, clearly Wii games will work on it. GameCube probably not.
No.
what's cool about it having the screen and your TV screen and then the screen and the controller is that we could possibly have a 3DS or DS Game Boy player, quote-unquote, which is something that the Wii would never have been able to do. This is I'm just looking way forward into the future there, but that'd be cool. All the same, yeah, definitely it's going to be all games. They're probably going to reveal some kind of Wii U Sports or something like that to get it kicked off.
Hopefully some 3DS, in terms of 3DS stuff, obviously some games. I mean, some half-decent games that's been struggling for the longest time now, especially in like third-party support, much like the Wii was.
New Super Mario Bros. 2, Pikmin 3, maybe something on Smash Bros. I don't think maybe they would have a trailer or anything yet, but they probably will definitely mention it because a lot of people are looking forward to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All we've really heard from that so far is that Sakurai was basically like, hey, yeah, 3DS and Wii U, there's going to be a lot of interconnectivity there and whatnot. So looking forward to that, I guess, from Nintendo. And we'll find out. That's only like a day or so away. Theirs is tomorrow morning at 9, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, no, they kick it off early. Sony, PlayStation, what are you expecting from them, Mike?
Well, I mean, for stuff that we know for sure should be there anyway, God of War Ascension, we've got Little Big Planet karting, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, Last of Us, Inafune's Soul Sacrifice for Vita.
Yeah, definitely they need to pull up the stops with the Vita, man. They need to announce a bunch of games for that thing.
Big time, yep.
Yeah, like I don't care how far off they are, just get the names of them out there. Like Assassin's Creed and Ghost Recon apparently both had a title leak. The Assassin's Creed Creed one is pretty much confirmed at this point. It'll be a companion piece to Assassin's Creed, so that could be cool. Again, I'm really looking for some new IPs on the Vita though, like kind of something new. I don't know. Like so far, what is there to play on it? You have Uncharted, you have ports of fighting games, you have a Katamari game, which as awesome as it is just a Katamari game all the same. So. Yeah. We need something new and exciting.
Give me an RPG. I really want like a nice, gorgeous RPG to play on a handheld.
Nice, gorgeous one. Well, you do have Persona 4 coming out on it.
Yeah, but I mean,
a game that's been out for years.
Something new, yeah, something new.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not getting Persona, but
Final Fantasy 13 Versus exclusive to the Vita.
Maybe I've heard this is the rumor apparently that's it's been in development for so long and it's been delayed so much that they're just going to make it Final Fantasy 15. So. We'll see.
It looks different enough from 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, I guess. But no, do you think they'll mention anything about new hardware, like a PS4 or something like that? I mean, they've come out a few times and said, hey, we're not talking about new hardware this year. But then you've heard other people being like, oh, yeah, no, they have people working on it. And do you think they could come out of nowhere and just be like, guess what, guys?
Tough call. Their lineup for software that's kind of rumored to appear isn't tremendously high, so maybe, because they'll need something that'll really like steal the show. So
yeah,
I don't know, tough call.
Yeah, they gotta support that handheld is all I gotta say for them. Microsoft, who had for the past 2 years at E3 probably the worst press conference hands down, in that didn't really have any exclusive games to announce, kind of like focused a lot on the casual gaming, which I mean, has worked well for them. They've moved some consoles. They moved from some Kinect sensors, obviously. So, obviously, we'll see a lot about Halo 4. Gears will probably make an appearance. That new Fable game, which has to be coming out by Christmas, I'd imagine.
Hopefully.
Maybe. do you think, will any new games be announced from Rare? Or, like, do you think they're working on anything? Or?
There's Forza as well. Forza Horizon. That'll be there. For sure. New games, though, I don't see it. They're talking a lot of stuff about like media services and things like that. So having almost like the rumor is that they're going to be starting up almost like a Spotify-esque sort of music service that's going to run through the 360. Other cloud services for watching movies and things like that. So like they're shifting away from games, which is bizarre, but...
There's another one. I mean, with Nintendo, revealing the Wii U, and that's going to be their main focus. Do you think Microsoft has any chance of maybe teasing some new hardware?
I don't think they will. They've come out and said straight up that they don't have anything. Like that they're not bringing any hardware to the show.
We don't have anything.
We've got nothing.
There's nothing. We have nothing.
But who knows, right? I mean,
yeah. Other pressers include. I mean, you have Activision does one. EA, Ubisoft. Yeah, I mean, I think from what I heard, Microsoft is going to be, EA is going to do a lot of their reveals in the Microsoft press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of multi-platform stuff, like probably Medal of Honor and whatnot, will be actually revealed as part of Microsoft. So they'll have a better show for it, but these are probably games that are going to be on the PS3 and Wii U for that matter. So
yeah,
cool stuff. Now you over there, we're Skyping this by the way, so when I say over there, I mean literally in Transcona.
Yeah.
You have a list of what to expect on the show floor. What do you got for me?
In terms of what to expect, like personally, or talking just in general? like big,
just whatever, yeah,
big stuff. I mean, we'll have Borderlands 2 for sure. Black Ops 2, obviously, that'll be huge. The new Transformers game as well that comes out later this year. Those are
That's Fall of Cybertron.
Fall of Cybertron, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. From Bethesda, stuff like Dawnguard, like we've already mentioned. Hopefully, Elder Scrolls Online as well.
At least a trailer or gameplay or something like that.
Something, yeah. I mean, they've already leaked a bunch of screenshots and things. So, I mean, we've seen stuff, but, you know, it'd be nice to see a little bit more. And something official, you know what I mean? So
I was going to say the setup of the show floor this year is different than... I've been to three E3s now, including this one. There's always the two, like, Nintendo and Sony are usually across the hall from one another. And then they do Microsoft in the other place, and there's just mismatch. This is the first year I can think of where the big three are taking over the West Hall. So if you go to the West Hall, it's Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft. Everyone else is in the South Hall.
That's crazy.
And it's usually set up the same way. Like the booths are usually in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So EA is right at the front. Disney's right to their left. This is usually how the show is set up when you're there. So, yeah. But no, that West Hall is just going to be all those big three. So that's where the majority of the lines are going to be, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, other booths in the South Hall include EA, Activision, Sega, Capcom, Square Enix, Ubisoft, Disney, Bethesda, Namco, Bandai, Take-Two, and Konami. Konami will have a lot of stuff playable, I'd imagine. They have a lot of games on their plate to kind of hype. So
the big ones, though, again, like we mentioned, the Lords of Shadow 2, Mirror of Fate, and Revengeance are the three that I have down here that'll be...
Oh, definitely. Sega, what do we have from Sega to expect?
Sega, not very much. Aliens Colonial Marines, which has been delayed several times, hopefully coming out eventually.
coming out eventually near you. Yeah,
sequel to Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing as well, Transformed, should be there.
Oh, yeah, you can fly and you can boat.
Yeah.
That first game was awesome, though. I just want to put that out there. All-Stars Racing was a very, very good game.
No one played it, but it was fun.
No, yeah. It was good times. Yeah. Capcom, of course... Resident Evil 6, I guess.
RE6, Lost Planet 3, Devil May Cry.
Yep. DMC, which was delayed, of course, so hopefully at least be playable and whatnot and get a kind of an idea of what that is, because I am a Devil May Cry fan, and I'm kind of very curious to see what Ninja Theory is thinking here.
Yeah.
So. Past that, Square Enix, I mean, they said Final Fantasy 14 version 2 or whatever the heck they're calling it will not have a trailer, will not be playable. Have they given up?
Pretty much.
Ubisoft, what do they got going on? They got Assassin's Creed, of course.
Ubisoft will have Assassin's Creed, Far Cry 3, Rayman Legends will be there as well. For Square Enix, before we move on, though, there's Hitman, Sleeping Dogs will be there as well, and Tomb Raider, presumably, as well as the new Kingdom Hearts for 3DS. So
I really, really want to play Sleeping Dogs.
The canned true crime.
Yeah, no, I love true crime. Not so much Streets of LA, but New York was incredibly fun as a sandbox. And the thing is, with Sleeping Dogs, apparently you're an undercover cop. So I don't know if you'll be driving around arresting too many people when you're pretending to be a gangster. But very curious to get my hands on that game. So
yeah.
That's cool. We get to do a couple meetings as well. I know we're seeing behind the scenes at Take-Two.
Yep.
So I guess we'll be seeing, Lego?
They've got
Lego,
planned.
Lord of the Rings. Get an hour lecture on that.
Yeah.
Let's close her up. What are your hopes and wishes? just in general. No,
man.
E3. What are you hoping to see? What's a crazy announcement that you think will never happen that would really knock your socks off?
A good lineup for 3DS stuff. Make me want to buy one. I'm almost there, actually. But make me want to buy one, Nintendo.
Castlevania might tip you over.
Maybe.
I play a lot of 3DS, but I agree with every gripe anyone ever has with it. Earlier today, I'm just like, oh, man. Should I fire up the PS3? No, and I ended up playing Mario Tennis on the 3DS for an hour, and I'm just like, you know what, that was fair enough. I do like Nintendo. I just want to see them, you know, smarten up a little bit.
it'll be a weird show for them, though, if they decide to actually go through with some kind of 3DS Lite or whatever that people are rumored or people are talking about them doing.
Yeah, people are so convinced that it's happening that when it happens, it's just like, see, told you so. No one has an open mind about it.
But no, it'll be very weird for them because not only are they going to be trying to clean up the mess that was the Wii U announcement from last year, but then they'll also be announcing a 3DS second version. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost too much. So I'd
like
to.
The other day in the store, actually, to someone, and they were like, oh, yeah, they'd have a 3DS XL or a 3DS Lite. And I'm like, see, the thing about that is, yes, they can redesign the system itself. They can put another analog stick on there. They can do whatever they want to it. But the fact of the matter is that they can't increase the size of the 3D screen.
Exactly.
they can't do it. And the reason that is because the only reason the 3D effect is actually accomplished without 3D glasses is that the natural crossing of your eyes looking at a screen that small does it. So the bigger they make that screen, that they're, you know, that,
harder
that perfect
it becomes
sweet
to do
spot.
It.
Yeah, and you play something like Mario Tennis, the aforementioned Mario Tennis, and it has gyro controls and like touchscreen controls, and it's like, throw it in 3D. You can't gyro and 3D at the same time. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, they have their two gimmicks are getting, like, crossed. It doesn't make sense. So they could do a larger bottom screen. They could do a redesign any way they want. But, again, it is a portable. The screen, I don't think, is the issue here. The Circle Pad Pro was, again, people were kind of like, well, why didn't you put it there in the first place? Honestly, I've played all the games that people say, you know, Circle Pad, you need that thing, otherwise it's terrible. And they're not too bad. Kid Icarus is maybe the exception there in that it's so awkward to play. But
yeah.
you get that kickstand with it, right?
Sure.
The 3DS Lite will come with a kickstand, like a bike.
But I mean, like for DS stuff, I mean, Animal Crossing 3DS is supposed to be there. Luigi's Mansion 2, which we played last year, will be there again.
Yeah.
Paper Mario 3DS as well. So we're getting there. But where's the third party stuff? You know, like it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Are they hung up on the fact that they feel they need to use 3D?
Yeah.
Yes. Straight up.
No question.
That's got to be it. No, because it's really turn that 3D off and you have a DS. Basically, with better graphics.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love my DS and whatnot. I'm a big Pokemon fan and whatnot, so whatever. One of my big wishes is that Nintendo's like, hey, guess what? Pokemon Red and Blue is coming to the 3DS shop.
That would also be another thing, I guess, that, as stupid as it sounds, would make me almost want to... If they started adding more stuff to it, like better stuff...
You know what, though? Even Gold and Silver and whatnot, with the whole battery issue where the batteries are just dying on these things...
Yeah.
Put it on a 3DS where it's using the system memory to actually save it, so you don't have to worry about your file getting wiped. You can
exactly.
trade with other people with 3DSs wirelessly. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And that's right. My biggest wish is that they re-release a game from 1997. That's what I want from Nintendo. what game could anyone announce that would have you very, very excited? Like a follow-up or a new IP? What are you looking for, Mike?
I want to say new IP, so I mean, it's hard for me to really say, oh, it would have to be exactly like this, but I mean, something new from somebody would be decent, like anything. I mean, I'm a big, like, BioWare fan, of course, so anything BioWare, really.
Some Dragon Age 3.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Probably gonna have a bad ending.
Not a new IP or anything, but whatever, that'd be fine. Yeah. Obviously, Rockstar won't be there as far as I know, so they can't really announce anything.
They keep rumoring that there's going to be, like, they might not be there, but there'll be some, maybe, like, a new trailer or some gameplay for GTA that they're just going to release to the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Kind of like THQ.
THQ apparently will be there, according to what I was reading.
They won't have a booth?
No, but they'll have games, but no booth.
They'll have a TV in the washroom.
Company of Heroes.
You're washing your hands, you can watch all their trailers.
Darksiders 2, Metro Last Light, and I think that's a Warhammer game is supposed to be there too.
They had a huge booth last year, like, yeah. Not a lie either. They had like guys walking around in costume, and like, it was insane.
Well, and they had Saints Row the Third out in the parking lot. They had that car wash thing set up. Like,
oh yeah, there were ladies wearing next to no clothes washing cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
crazy.
Maybe that ended up costing them, I guess.
What about you for expectations? What are you?
I mean, aside from Pokemon being re-released, obviously. No, Suda51 has Lollipop Chainsaw coming out literally the week after E3.
Yeah.
But what is it? Killer is Dead or something like that?
Something like that. Like
his new game? Like, let's see something about that. Let's see. I'm a big Suda51 fan, as I know you are too, Mike. So
yeah.
Something from that guy, which, I mean, that guy's a wealth of new IPs, right? So something from him. As far as, follow-ups to games, I've liked maybe something from Bethesda Fallout 4 related.
That'd be amazing.
Or something in that universe. Why not? Maybe a return. I mean, Rock Band Blitz will be there, which is going to be a DLC title that's going to play a lot like Rock Band Unplugged, which was a cool game for the PSP, if you like frequency and games like that. So, looking forward to playing that. Past that, I don't know, man. I'm just going to kind of let it wash over me. I think a lot of it has to hinge on Nintendo. After kind of Sega got out of the hardware game, I latched onto Nintendo in a big bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to like Nintendo as of late as someone who likes playing video games. You know, not with my family in the room, right? So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to what they have to say about the Wii U and just a bunch of little announcements and stuff like that. I'm curious to get my hands on the controller and actually play a game that's has tactile controls that isn't a waggle game is what I'm most looking forward to, I guess.
Yeah.
And All-Stars Battle Royale from Sony.
That should be good.
See what, Yeah, no, I'm a big Smash Brothers fan. It's hard not to be. It's a very fun party game and whatnot. You get your friends involved. So to have one on the PlayStation, why not, really?
It really just depends who the who makes up the roster, like who makes it in and who doesn't. So we'll see.
You're holding out on someone or what?
Well, no, it's just at this point we've gotten what? Parappa the Rapper, Fat Princess.
There you go.
One of the Killzone guys. I mean, let's see. Apparently Cole from Infamous has been rumored. Drake has to be in it from Uncharted.
Yeah, shooting people in the face.
Apparently, David Hayter was announced as doing voice work for it, so presumably Snake or Big
David
Boss
Hayter
or something.
David Hayter will be a character in the game.
Apparently, what's his name from the Sony commercials? Kevin Butler. He'll be playable, so.
Seriously?
Yeah, that was the rumor.
So that's good times. Why not? Yeah. And to counter that, Reggie will be in the next Smash Brothers.
Amazing.
Yeah, he plays like Bowser. He's got the fire breath. And so no, that's about it. Follow us while we're at the show, of course, on our Facebook page, which is Facebook PNP Games. Find it. Go to pnpgames.com. We'll be keeping a blog and pictures and whatnot. Comment if you know there's something at the show that we haven't talked about yet. Let us know because that's why we're there. We're there to kind of see everything for you guys and bring you back the inside scoop, as it were. So please let us know what you want to see, and we'll try to get everything. There's only two of us, so it's a big show.
We'll be taking pictures and getting videos and stuff like that, too, and trying to get them up on, I would assume, a daily basis. So
yeah, try to go 2 for 2 with Keith Apicary. Try to find him again.
Might as well, yeah.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, if we're there, right? So that's about it for our little preview here. We're going to be doing a review after the show, as it were, which will probably be sometime Monday after this one. We'll talk firsthand about what we saw and played. And who knows, by this time next week, I mean, imagine what we've seen and heard, right?
Yep.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm Lee, and you are...
Mike.
You are Mike. Yeah. You can see us at PNP Games anytime. We are the managers at those stores. Come talk to us. Otherwise, hope you enjoyed our little preview, and we'll be talking to you after the show. So that's it. Say goodbye, Mike.
See you later, guys.
Bye.